This is the Texas Standard. In recent months, much of West Texas has been buzzing over a controversy which raises the question, is Texas big enough for another veterinary school? Amid the political intrigue of Texas A&M pushing back against Texas Tech's plans to open a new center to train veterinarians, another ambitious move by Texas Tech has gone largely unnoticed, though its implications could be enormous for West Texas and the Tech system. If approved, it would be the first dental school within 550 miles of El Paso and the first to open its doors in Texas since 1940. As part of our Spotlight on Health project, we turn to Dr. Richard Lang. He is president of the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center, El Paso, and he is dean of the Paul L. Foster School of Medicine. Dr. Lang, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Well, thank you for the invitation. I'm happy to talk about the dental school.
I want to ask you about something that I said there. If approved, how much of this has been approved? And in fact, do you have the green light?
Well, we have a lot of support. We have the support of the Texas Dental Association and the other dental schools here in the state. And we have funding both in the House and the Senate budgets. So there's a tremendous amount of support.
So how do you make the case that there's a need for a fourth dental school in Texas?
The state of Texas across the board has a 25% shortage of dentists compared to the United States. And in West Texas, it's about a 55 to 60% shortage of dentists. And unfortunately, when you look over the last 10 years of dental graduates from our Texas schools, less than 2% end up practicing in West Texas. And so that's why a school in West Texas will be important to meeting those needs.
Well, if this is in fact going to be transformative for West Texas, how are you going to keep them down on the farm? I mean, once these dentists are trained, how do you keep them employed in West Texas proper?
So what we know is that if you train in Texas, you're likely to stay in Texas. And 75% of the dentists who train stay geographically close to where their training sites are. So currently, most of the dentists that are graduating from Texas schools stay close to San Antonio or Dallas or Houston. We'll have that same phenomenon in El Paso, particularly if we preferentially admit kids that share the mission and are from West Texas.
I wonder how much of this you face as you talk with lawmakers in Austin. You have, of course, these plans for a dental school and also the much talked about veterinary school. That's a lot for Texas Tech to be doing at once. Is there pressure to do one or the other? And what are you encountering as you talk to lawmakers?
Well, you know, they're both independent needs. I mean, my dentists aren't going to meet the needs of the veterinary shortage in Texas.
No, I don't reckon they will. No.
Yeah, and the veterinarians aren't going to meet my dental needs. For decades, we've had a chronic shortage of dental providers, and we have a chronic shortage of veterinary providers as well. So it's just bubbled up at the same time.
How soon do you think y'all could launch? I mean, if everything goes as planned, when could you start admitting the first dental students?
We have our submission for accreditation before the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board and the Commission on Dental Accreditation. We expect them to come visit the school this fall to give us approval no later than the spring. We'll interview students in the summer of 2020 and admit the first class in 2021.
In terms of the economics of that area and what this might do for healthcare more broadly, what do you see as the impact?
One is, when a dental school enters a community, it has an annual economic impact of between $60 and $110 million. So
wow.
That contributes to the local economy. Secondly, it contributes to the educational aspirations. Kids that want to pursue healthcare professions are able to do that in the community. So that increases the educational attainment. And then lastly, it helps us to provide dental care to people that otherwise wouldn't receive it, to poor and needy underserved communities.
Dr. Richard Lang is president of Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center El Paso, and he's also dean of the Paul L. Foster School of Medicine. Dr. Lang, thanks again for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
It's been a great pleasure. Thank you for allowing me to talk about the dental school in El Paso.